Three El Dorado Park police officers charged with the murder of teenager Nathaniel Julies appearing in court in the Protea Magistrates Court today. The state has completed its investigation, so it's ready to go to the High Court. That case was moved today. And Nathaniel Julies, of course, that teenager who had Down syndrome, he was shot dead in El Dorado Park in August last year. Senior Newsroom Africa reporter Malungelo Boyd joining us now. Malungelo, thank you for giving us your time today. You were in court today. What happened?
Hi there, Mandy. In fact, the proceedings lasted for about 10 minutes or so, Mandy, and an indictment was served to the three police officers, and then the matter was postponed to the 19th of March, where these police officers would appear in the High Court in Johannesburg. But what's interesting, though, Mandy, is that when you look into that indictment, I took a look at that indictment, the state will call at least 50 witnesses. 20 of those witnesses are police officers from El Dorado Park, meaning that it's the colleagues of the accused, but also the state will rely on eyewitnesses. Those are the residents of El Dorado Park who saw that particular shooting of this teenager last year. But you also know that they'll also be relying on health professionals who attended to Nathaniel Julies when he was rushed to Krizani Baragwanath Hospital. That's where he died. Interestingly enough, though, Mandy, when these three police officers appeared in court, it was for the first time where we could actually see their faces, even though, you know, they were still wearing their masks. They looked very composed and very calm compared to the previous three occasions when they appeared here in the Protea Magistrate Court. Mandy?
Malungelo, very interesting what you're saying about the witnesses that are going to be called, the police officers, the community members. The fact that the prosecution is ready to go to trial in March already, that's quite significant that they've managed to complete this investigation relatively quickly compared to other cases.
That's right, Mandy. In fact, if you look into this case is it's an incident that in a way draws so much media attention. I was one of the first reporters to be on the ground when there were clashes between the police and community members over the killing of Nathaniel Julies. And when I was talking to Bridget Harris, that's the mother of the deceased teenager, and she was actually quite relieved, saying that with this case now having been transferred to the High Court, it means then now, you know, the wheels of the justice are finally moving, and that ultimately her son will get justice.
Malungelo Boy, Senior Newsroom Africa reporter, thank you for that report. And I think the wheels of justice are actually turning quite quickly in this case. It occurred in August last year. It's going on trial in March. When you look at the whole system and the way these things usually work comparatively, the wheels are turning pretty fast in this one.